Hello and welcome back to The Moments That Made Me. Before we kick off with this week's incredible episode, I just wanted to let you all know that my first book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, is available to pre-order now. I am beyond excited and proud and just over the moon, and I cannot wait for you guys to get your hands on it. It will be released on the 6th of January 2022. And it will teach you absolutely everything you need to know to manifest literally anything that you want into your life. It is a self-development book, a self-help book, an empowerment book, and of course, a guide to manifesting. So you can pre-order from Amazon or Waterstones or Audible from now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Moments That Made Me with me, your host, Roxy Nafusi. This week, I have such a special guest, the incredible Amber Davies. Amber is an actress, television personality, and winner of 2017's Love Island. We became Instagram friends over lockdown, and I've got to say that Amber is quite possibly the sweetest, kindest person I've ever come across. I am beyond excited and honored to have her in the studio with me here today to her 3 defining moments. I love her!
Oh, I literally feel emotional. That was so sweet.
I can't believe we're actually here in real life.
I know. I feel like I know you so well. Like when I gave you a hug then, I just feel like I've known you forever.
Oh, I love that! And how have you been?
How have I been? Do you know what? Lockdown was tough. Mm. And the more lockdowns we were getting into, the tougher it was getting. But I just feel like for me now, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So yeah. I feel like I'm getting my mojo back.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
So I know that you've listened to the podcast before. So you know that we dive straight in.
Yes.
To the first defining moment.
I think my biggest defining moment was, it's a difficult one because I do genuinely think it was when I got thrown into the media, right? And I realised who I was and what I stand for and what I wanted out of life. Because when I was little, my dad always used to say to me, you know, you're going to be famous. You're going to be famous.
Really?
Yes, he honestly, He it was like it was ingrained in me from a young age, and I manifested it
100%.
From a young age, right? So, and when it happened, he said, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. And when it happened in the way that I never thought it was going to, it was the moment of, I don't want to leave what I've trained my whole life to do behind. So I was training in musical theatre.
Right.
So that was my biggest, one of my moments in life where I thought, I know what I want and I know what I want to do now. It was that huge transition in my life from going from nobody, a little young girl in Wales, into the public eye that made me think, I want to be on stage, I want to be a musical theatre artist. I want to, the reality life for me wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And that was a huge moment for me in my life where I was like, I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so weird because you think when you ask young kids, what do you want to be when you're older? Famous. I want to be famous. But it's not what you think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really fascinated, I think, generally by the idea of fame and what happens mentally and emotionally. And I think, because how old were you when you went into Love Island?
I won Love Island at the age of 20.
So you were like really young, like still figuring yourself out.
For sure.
To be suddenly in the media. And it was one of the most, if not the most watched shows.
Yeah.
So how did you mentally, could you mentally prepare for it? And what actually was the experience like when you got out?
I didn't mentally prepare for it because I had no idea how big it was going to be. And I'm telling you now, I didn't think I was going to win it. And I didn't go in there to win it.
Yeah.
I went in it to have an experience and literally to find love. I was so heartbroken at the time.
Yeah.
And when I came out, I got thrown into it and my life was moving at 100 miles per hour pace.
Mm.
And it didn't actually register until about 3 years later what had actually happened.
Really?
It was like a knock-on effect
of,
I think, do you know what the most difficult part is? When you come out of Love Island, especially when you win it, you're the top dog, you're the main girl, right? And when everyone starts going in after you, you come off your pedestal.
Yeah.
Right? So it's in that moment, you're trying to keep your head above water.
Right.
And I think that's when all the emotion comes. Mm. And that's when when I look back, Roxy, and I think, flipping hell, everything I've experienced in life already, I'm 24 years old, right? And I just think I've experienced so much. And yet in lockdown, I was the saddest I've ever been in my life. And I think that was because I was processing everything. I was processing absolutely everything that had happened. Mm. And all I wish I'd done differently was that I'd had therapy as soon as I came out or 6 months after I came out, because I think I would have handle things so differently. So when I had a bit of a weird turn in lockdown, I did start getting therapy and I did start talking about the transition that happened in my life, and that's all you need. You just need to talk about it. Instead of, I'm such the type of person who puts things under the carpet. And my mum said to me, she's a mental health nurse, my mum.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I love that.
And she said, have you ever sat down and talked about the last 4 years of your life with somebody? And I said, no. And she said, you need to go back from start to finish on how you felt, at what time, and unravel it all. Like, you know, you haven't been through a normal experience.
Yeah.
So when I tell you my life has been up and down like a yo-yo since I've come out, it really has.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, yeah.
It changed my life, all of that. But emotionally, it hit me later on.
Yeah.
For
you're
sure.
Running on so much adrenaline and these constant highs, and everything, I guess, is new. And in the beginning, when things are new, it's so exciting. So there's, you know, a new show or a new magazine thing or a new mention or a new, do you know what I mean? And all those things are exciting and validating.
Yeah. But the thing is that I knew I didn't want to do another reality show after it because that isn't me, Roxy. Mm. I haven't got the biggest personality. In a line of people off reality TV, I haven't got the biggest personality. And I'd trained so hard. I moved to London at 16 to train in musical theatre. Like, I dedicated my whole life to it. I knew that is what I wanted to get into. Mm. I knew it, but I just didn't think I was going to, because I thought, I've got this huge stamp on me. I've got this huge stamp on my name. But luckily, someone gave me a golden ticket and said, look, that's when I did 9 to 5. And they said, this is your opportunity. And I thought, perfect. Like, this is it. That was the turning point for me. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've got goosebumps. Because you manifested it.
Ever
since your dad told you, you know, when you were young.
My dad said to me, when I was younger, you're going to be famous. He said, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. So in my head, since I was not, I'm not joking, 7 years old, I knew.
I love it.
And he said to me, I don't know how you're going to do it. I thought, oh, I'm going to be a huge West End star, you know, that's all. And the next thing, I'm on Love Island.
But you know what? There's a million ways to get to the same point. And it doesn't matter in the end, if you have this clear vision in your mind, you can take multiple different paths to get there.
I know. I just didn't think it would be that path.
Well, but here we are.
And here I am. I'm so glad it did like a full circle, though, because there is no better feeling than being on stage. And I think that's why I suffered in lockdown so much, is because I am at my happiest when I'm at work. And I know in the industry that I'm in, I'm not going to be working 24/7. So that break, and that's why I reached out to you. That's why I started looking at your stuff and watching your stuff, reading your stuff and listening, because I wanted to be okay, like when I was not doing anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I want? I wanted to be okay when I was in still.
Yeah.
And that was really difficult because I've been 100 miles an hour for so many years.
Yeah, yeah.
When it all came to just like this silence, I was like, you know, I don't know who I am. Yeah. I don't know who I am. I need to be working.
Yeah.
And that's when I just started to get into all of this, which I'm so happy I did.
I love it. You know, I think it's really interesting because I think, especially in roles, well, in careers that are creative, but especially for people that act or that are on stage, and you have these huge bursts of work, which is all-consuming, and then you have periods of nothingness, it seems, just like this sudden quiet. And actually, I know a lot of actors, and Wade, my baby daddy, is an actor, and I see it. Like, it takes a lot of inner work to be able to be okay in those times.
Yeah.
And so I think it's incredible that you had lockdown in a way to force yourself into that self-development.
Yeah. And I had to rewire my brain to think, you know, only because you're not working right now doesn't mean you're not successful.
Yeah.
You're not talented. These were the thoughts that were going through my head. And it wasn't like the whole world went into lockdown. You know, it wasn't... I was like playing victim when everyone was going through it. But in some way, I totally agree. I totally agree that I was forced into that situation and it shook me. I had to go and do some work.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I've come out of it 10 times stronger and I've discovered a whole load of just ways that I can become happier and be happier from day to day in day-to-day life.
I love that.
And I don't think I ever, ever would have done that.
No.
If I hadn't have got to that low moment, I don't think I ever would have gone and, you know, worked on myself like that. So, yeah, like, everything does actually really, you know, happen for a reason,
I guess. So, Amber, what was your second defining moment?
My second defining moment, probably for me, when I took that first bow on stage, it was a huge, it was like I did it.
Mm.
You know, I really did it. I worked so hard. I took such a different turn in my path, but I still got to where I know I should be because I am talented and I worked hard and my family, you know, sacrificed so much. I don't know why I'm getting upset. It's the weirdest thing. Because it was just a huge moment for me, I think, as well, because I had all the odds against me that, you know, she's talentless or I really want to go and see that show because there's a reality star doing it.
Mm.
And every night I took that bow, there was a moment, the press night when I took that first bow and Dolly Parton was in the audience.
Stop.
Okay. Yeah. I took the bow and I just thought to myself, this is the start.
Aww.
Yeah. And I tell you what, oh God, I had a letter come through the door, right? And it was like all really important. And Dolly had written me a letter.
No.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She just said congratulations on the opening night. And that how Jane, because I was playing the role of that Jane Fonda played in 9 to 5, the movie. That was the role that I had originated on the West End.
Oh my gosh.
She said, I'm sure Jane Fonda would be so proud. Yeah. I know. And I just thought, well, I really have done it now. I peaked in life.
Oh, how special. You know, I think it is. I think I can see why it's emotional to talk about. Because yeah. I think when you've worked really hard for something, it's like, it's a moment that kind of, it's like all my passion, my drive, the year, you know, the years and the hours spent like really putting your soul into something, and then to have those moments where you just think, this is what it's for, that is, of course, that's emotional. There's so much pride and like, oh, I did it.
I know, and that's what I mean by when, like, I had a moment when I was in the reality world, which I described as my first defining moment, was when I made, that was the decision that I made. And I said, this is the route I want to go down. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I did everything that I could to get there. And then, so yeah, when I took that first bow, yeah, that was like a special, special moment.
Oh, and you just felt like you knew that that was what you were meant to be doing. It felt like home.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And have you, what have you, did you, were you just recording a show, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. So, well, that's another thing, because when you do a West End show, 8 shows a week, you know, you don't have no time, you know, to be thinking of any other projects or anything like that.
Yeah.
One of my goals in 2021 was to get into TV acting.
Right.
Which has always been on my list, but I think I still need a few more years to kind of get into my foot into the West End before I kind of can take that lead in the TV world. But I said to my agent, I said, no, I really, really want to use this opportunity, this time, to get myself on telly and show people what I can do. And I'm not joking, Roxy, I did hundreds of self-tapes. They said, okay, let's do it. You know, let's see what we can do. Hundreds of self-tapes.
Yeah.
And I was, it was no, no, no. You know, maybe they weren't looking for like a cameo-ish role. And web, and I had a few other opportunities and I was getting down to like the last girl and I wasn't getting it. You know, things like that. And then Almost Never on BBC iPlayer and CBBC came up, and I thought, right, I'm going to tape for this. And I got it.
Were you so happy?
Because the thing is with me is that if I've got something in my brain, I will make sure it happens.
I love that.
I don't know how. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I wanted to experience it.
Yeah.
And I love throwing myself out of my comfort zone. That's what I love to do. Yeah. And I'm not joking. On my first, so I was working with Aston Merigold and like Kimberly Wire.
Yeah.
You know, I was joining season 3. So it was an already like formed cast, which I was terrified of going into because I thought they were all going to be like quite clicky, and they were not. They were so welcoming. But I have never been so terrified than when I filmed on that first day.
Bless you.
Because it's completely different.
Yeah.
You've got these cameras in your faces, and I was just second guessing everything that I was doing, every facial expression, and it's not like you have 5 takes to get it right.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, let's move on to the next scene.
Yeah.
And I was out there overall for like 2.5 months in Belfast, because that's where we filmed it. By the end, I really got comfortable and I was loving it. But those first few days of filming, I was just petrified. And I think I had to... Another thing, the makeup artist put me in barely no makeup and I felt really vulnerable in front of that camera.
Oh, bless you. Yeah. That is quite... Most women listening to this would be able to relate to that.
Yeah, you know? They put me in barely no makeup and I just thought to myself, get rid of your ego right now. Just, you're not Amber. You're playing the character Jess.
Yeah.
Like, stop thinking about yourself so much.
I love that.
Yeah, think about who's employed you and the cast mm-hmm. around you. It's like, this isn't a one-woman show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're playing a supporting role. It was so funny. But the attention to detail and the different life compared to theatre was just like mind-blowing. But I really found like my love for it. And I definitely think like future plans will be... I'm not perfect as well. Like, I would thought to myself, I need some on-screen acting lessons, you know, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't think you can ever in life, in general, you can never stop learning.
No, never.
So yeah, it's a bit of a wake-up call that is one route I definitely want to explore.
I have no doubt you will do it all, Emma.
I'm hoping so.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, a brand new podcast bringing together people's real ghost, extraterrestrial and paranormal stories, as well as getting some inside details from those who study the supernatural. I'll be listening through your paranormal stories every week and try to understand them, as well as chatting about my own encounters with an occasional paranormal investigator too. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts from, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. Just search for Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding.
So, what is your third defining moment?
My third defining moment would probably be... Do you know, before... So, this is a big moment in my life. Mm. I got offered Love Island, right, and Hairspray the musical at the same time.
No
the
way.
Same day.
No.
Yeah, I got
way.
Offered my first professional musical theatre job and Love Island on the same day. And I turned down Love Island at the start. I said no, I don't want to do it. And I took Hairspray, and I had a moment on the phone with my dad, and he said, "You really think about this? Really, really think about this," And I completely just flipped my decision because I thought life starts at the end of your comfort zone. Take the risk. That was a huge moment in my life.
Oh my gosh, that is insane.
Yeah.
So you really had this like sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
That could have gone
either way.
Well, your life could have been completely different.
Completely different. If I'd have the thing is it's not me to play safe.
Yeah.
But I did think, God, don't be silly. Like, you know, my mum said to me, Amber, you could be on and off that island in a week and you're going to throw away this opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why I just thought, no. In my gut, I knew I needed to do Love Island. I don't know what it was.
You're like a natural manifester.
Do you think?
Yeah, stepping out of your comfort zone, trusting your intuition, being clear in your goal.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. And I just couldn't believe that it was on the same day.
I mean, it's not a coincidence.
Do you not think?
No, of course not. I really think that in life we get these moments of serendipity or things that will say, oh, that's such a strange coincidence. I can't believe that happened. But actually, to me, those are all little signs to you that the universe is working its magic.
I know.
It's showing you that it's like, it's more powerful than us.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Do you know what? I've just realised that my three defining moments are all to do with my career. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm going to ask you a bit about your own self-development journey now.
Okay.
Because I think what's really interesting is that you've said that in lockdown was one of the kind of hardest times that you had. And I think it's really important to talk about these things and explore them. And also, you know, having spoken to you online and stuff and in our voice notes, I know that you've been on a really incredible journey. And I was wondering if you just share a little bit about that journey with us.
It's been tough. It has been tough. Listen, when I came out of the villa, so I have, you know, I've always, in school, for example, let's start from there. I was always very popular in school, you know. I was the type of person that was very street smart, book smart, but I'd only do what I had to do to, you know. My goal was, get me down to London, get me down to London. I want to move to London. And then I was so well behaved in my 3 years of training, you know, did Love Island, came out. And I definitely think the naivety in me, the youthful side of me, I got lost in the party world. And I think maybe, you know, now that I'm a little bit older and I have done some self-development work, I see that as I was clearly, you know, hiding away from emotion. And I was masking things up because I was just party, party, party. I didn't care about anything. I really, really didn't. And then in that moment, you know, when I thought to myself, I'm literally throwing my career away. I'm literally throwing my career away here just from partying and, like, you know, socialising with people who I'd, like, seen on Instagram when I was younger and I felt so cool.
Yeah.
You know, in that moment where I, like, thought, no, I really want to make a career here. That year in the West End was a life-changing moment for me because it really got me on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
It really, really did. It made me, you know, I was in a routine. I was working really, really hard and I was super, super focused. And then, do you know what's always been an issue in my life? Men. Always. It's always, it can impinge sometimes on my work and things like that. Because for quite a long time, I felt like I couldn't have a career and a boyfriend at the same time.
Right.
Because it was either 100% my career, or if my mind and my thoughts were split into two places, like one was kind of being forgotten about.
Yeah.
And that's why, and heartbreak and all that, it would eat me alive. It would literally, and it would affect my life so, so much.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about lockdown was I did it alone and I needed that. I think I've just, I love love.
Yeah.
I love love so much. And I either wasn't happy, if I was single, I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And so then my life didn't feel complete even though I was thriving in my own industry.
Yeah.
So then, you know, when I was jobless and boyfriendless in lockdown, I just think, like I keep referring, it just was, that was a big moment for me. And it was, like I said, I when I think back of what I've achieved in my life, I felt so guilty for feeling so sad. Like, I felt so guilty. I thought, people would dream, like, I've got my own home at the age of 23. I've won Love Island. You know, I've been, I just thought, what is wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you? And I couldn't figure it out. So then I started reading, you know, like, I'm following Jay Shetty, you, like, Joe Dispenza, like, all of that world I started to just tap into. Because I know I do naturally have it in me. And then I had life coach, therapist, and all these bits have helped me so much.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I did, before I went to film for Almost Never, I did like the 15-day water immersion challenge. And
oh, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, like the water therapy. Yeah. Although I haven't gone back to it, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Just mentally.
Yeah, as in
to get up and do it every single morning and the feeling afterwards and just have... I think I really, as I'm getting older, I'm really discovering, you know, how to silence my brain.
Mm.
And that 15-day challenge definitely helped me with that because my brain is so noisy. It is so noisy, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely about understanding how, I guess that firstly that we have the power to choose what thoughts we attach to.
Yes.
And what we give meaning to.
Yeah.
And every opportunity we can to just reframe, to choose a more loving version of thinking, of behaving, of acting.
And a huge shout out to your webinars.
Oh, thank you.
Because honestly, I followed you. No, I listened to one of your podcasts. And then I kind of went on your Instagram and saw you did webinars. And I just thought, you're just a superwoman.
So sweet.
So like you literally like were one of the, you got me out of like a real dark place in lockdown.
Oh, babe.
Yeah. Honestly. It was, you are amazing. You are.
Well, thank you. And I think, honestly, but it's so amazing to hear. But my job really is only to guide people back to their own inner power.
Mm.
And I think all credit to you for being in a place that was really challenging. I mean, like you said, you had, at that point you were single, which for you is really triggering, and you weren't working, and so for the first time probably ever you're left totally exposed, just with yourself, and that is, for a lot of people, that can send you to rock bottom. So I feel to like have the power to build back up is incredible.
Yeah, it was just about like changing my beliefs, bottom line. A lot of, you're not good enough, you know, you're not going to be successful, and everyone else is better than you, and you're just going to be left behind. All these thoughts running through my brain. I just thought, Amber, there is not one like moment in your life where you have the fact that you're not going to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, I have no evidence in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
That is going to say you're not going to get to where you're going
to
get.
And also to kind of go, I already am.
Yeah.
I already am.
Yeah.
It's such a desire to be, I'll be successful when, I'm going to be happy when.
When?
It's like, no, I'm already, it's already happened.
I think we just naturally, though, we want to be better than yesterday.
Yeah.
That's in human nature, isn't it?
Of course. But then it's understanding in what areas do we want to be better?
Yeah.
Can we be okay with just being a better person, a better version of ourselves, more self-loving? That's better.
Exactly.
And
just being, that's one thing, being present.
Yeah.
Being present and like, when I've like, obviously, or when I'm on my Instagram and I'm chatting to like my following, I tell them, like, listen, I am going through this as well, but I try and, you know, say my experience and everything like that. But one of my biggest things that I try and tell everyone, and I feel like it comes up when I'm chatting to people, is that everyone's so worried about the future or thinking about the past. We just forget about this moment.
100%.
And I just feel like that is so sad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it is. It's the biggest kind of, you know, mindfulness and this ability to just be in the moment is the most enriching, it's kind of the best way we can enrich our lives and feel fulfilled. And I always tell people, even if your focus is always split, you're not really living a full life, because you're never fully experiencing something. So even if you're fucking doing your taxes, be 100% in it.
Yeah.
Like, be in it. Yeah. Be there, like, doing
do it.
When we're sat here, like, be here.
Be here.
Which we are. And, you know, when, you know, for me, when I'm with my son, it's like, I've really had to learn. Just completely be there 100%. Yeah. Get involved in play and fun. And it is life-changing in every way.
Although I do think a lot of people are waking up. I think a lot of people are waking up.
Oh, there's been a massive shift.
Hasn't there?
Mm-hmm. Like, well, because in lockdown, no one could escape. They couldn't escape with shopping or bars or parties or the office.
Yeah.
They had to really look at their lives and decide, am I happy?
Hmm.
Like,
that's exactly it. So maybe everyone kind of went through.
I think that was like a universal shift, which is I just do.
And another thing is that my current boyfriend, like I've got a next one lined up. My future baby daddy, I mean. He's into it all. He opened my eyes a lot as well.
That's amazing when both of you can explore it and grow together individually. But at the same time.
Yeah, don't get me wrong as well. Like, he gets on my nerves. But he's so amazing. Aww. In an argument or anything like that. Because some of the things he comes out with, I just think, you're so intelligent and you're just he's just so, like, switched on. And he's like, maybe that's how you feel, but bloody, blah, blah, blah. And I just think, you're just on another planet. I love it.
Aww.
Really awake, really awake.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, Amber, I have 10 questions for you.
Okay.
Your most memorable book.
Okay. Clarity and Connection by Young Pablo? Is that how you say his second name?
Yeah.
So, me and my boyfriend went through, like, a real tough time. And he said to me, read this book. And, and it was shifted our relationship completely.
Oh,
it was
love
like a
life changer.
It was like therapy in a book.
Your favourite quote?
You can't be overeducated or overdressed.
Oh, fabulous.
You can't in life. We learn every single day, and you can just never be overdressed.
Great one. Your most influential mentor?
You.
Stop.
100%. Yeah. You literally, when I discovered you, that's when it all shifted.
Slightly crying here. Fucking hell.
Thank literally you.
I don't want to move on from that question.
And we're done.
Your go-to feel-good film?
It would have to be Pretty Woman or Notting Hill.
Yeah. You know, those two have popped up so many times.
Oh, have they?
They are such good classic
feel-good
film. What is it about
Julia
them?
Roberts.
It's
her. She just has like this comfort aura, and like if you're hungover or anything like that, not in hell, can't go wrong.
Yeah, so true. A moment where you felt most proud?
Probably interviewing Dolly Parton in Nashville.
Did you interview her?
Yeah, babe, I had my own show with her on ITVB. It was called Amber and Dolly.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
what?
It was like my journey from reality to the West End. It was on ITVB, and ITV flew me out to Nashville.
Were you shaking with nervousness?
I couldn't breathe. I literally have this tattoo that I got in Nashville.
Stop. That's like, because she must be for you.
It's Dolly Parton. That's for anyone.
If you're in musical theatre, especially, that's like fucking goals.
I just think she knew my name and she knows my name and like that. Like
I've made. And you say
I've peaked.
And you're worried. You were worried about not being successful.
But I've peaked Dolly now. Parton, no I've peaked.
A song that cheers you up.
Anything Spice Girls. Wannabe. Let's throw that out there. Or Spice Up Your Life.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
Top tip for dealing with stress.
Oof. Honestly, I'm a mummy's girl, so the first thing I do if I have any type of stress is I just speak to my mum, and she absolutely, with just seeing her face on FaceTime, will calm me down. It's mental.
Your parents sound so sweet. I love them. First three things you do when you wake up.
Well, it's my favourite time. Favourite moment of my day is I go and get my baby, Oreo. He's my little puppy, out of his cage. And it's that
oh my God, and his tail wagging. And it's the same every morning. It's like we haven't seen each other for a year. It's like the best, cutest thing ever.
Adorable.
Coffee, because I can't function without it, unfortunately. Great. Although that's a real bad habit.
Well, you know, people often say to me, oh, you should give up coffee. I'm like, I've given up a lot.
And I stop at coffee. I know. Nick keeps saying to me, my boyfriend keeps saying to me, stop drinking so much coffee. I just think it's the only humbleness I've got in my life right now. The oat milk latte. And then check my diary.
Yeah.
See what's going on. See if I can have a lion or not.
Your not guilty pleasure.
Oh, do you know what? It's a cooking show. Do you know what? I can sit down for hours.
Really?
MasterChef, anything like that. It's a comfort thing.
Yeah.
It's a comfort thing.
What is it about food?
Watching food. I love getting hungry, like watching something and getting hungry and thinking, I wonder if I could cook anything like that from the bits I've got in my fridge. I've got like one apple in my fridge.
Well, I can make this work. I'll manifest it. One thing you'd like to achieve in the next year?
In the next year? Well, I've got like... I don't like to put pressure on myself with goals. In 5 years, I would say, like, be nominated for an Olivier Award.
Yes, I'd love this. Or, I'm here for it.
Or even just audition for a Broadway show. Not get the role, but even be in the room for an audition.
You need to... No, we're going to get the role.
The thing is that in the next year, I wouldn't have come off my tour yet.
Right.
So, like, my next year's booked up, sorry.
I have no room for new dreams this year.
Unless it's, like, you know, be proposed to, but I highly doubt that's going to happen because you can't stand me.
Okay. And the last question is, who is the first person you call to share good news?
Family member, mum or dad.
Mum or dad. But you can have a joint.
It's so funny because, like, when I call my dad and say, all right, Dad, I got something to tell you. He's like, What is it? He always goes, like, worst case scenario. And I'm like, no, it's fine. I've just got to, you know.
Oh, Amber, thank you so much for being such an amazing guest. I literally was so excited to meet you, to have you in, and it has just been nothing but pure joy.
This was on my 2021 list of things to do. So when you voice noted me, I thought, yes.
Your answer. But I was like, I wonder if she'll want to be on the show. And I was really like kind of tentatively. I was like, you know, and my classic, no worries if not. That's my classic at the end of anything. No worries if not. Like, don't reject me. And you were like, yes, I've been waiting.
Please. I don't chase, I attract. It belongs to me. I'll simply find.
Oh, thank you so much, babe.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.